The Alaskan Music Spotlight on KNBA is sponsored by the Taproot Public House in Spinard. For information and a schedule of events, go to taprootalaska.com. It's 5:35 Friday afternoon, and that means we've got music on the radio. Alaskan music, North American music, neighbor music. It's time to visit with our neighbor from the north, not Fairbanks, but a little bit more northeast, and head over to the Yukon and Whitehorse. Gordy Tentrees is back in town, and he's hitting a few dates in Alaska before flying off on the next logical destination of any Alaskan tour. He's going to Australia very soon. We can't wait to find out what's in store there. Last time we saw Gordy in town, he was a bit of a gypsy caravan road show with Fred Eaglesmith, having a great time. Those were fantastic shows back in 2012, and it's so nice to have him back live in studio supporting his album called North Country Heart. This is Gordy Tentrees back at KMBA. Welcome.
Hey, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you here. I know you've been out touring, but also making new music, and a new album is on the way. In 2015, you expect to release a new CD?
It's coming out in Canada on April 23rd.
Very soon.
Yeah, it's coming right out, and we just finished it, actually. We just finished mastering it last week, so it's real exciting.
You know, a storyteller, a barroom brawler, a boxer, a teacher, you kind of roll it all into your history, your life. What is going to be coming up next on this CD? The first several albums from Gordy have been very character-driven, story-driven. Are we going to continue to see more stories on the new
album? Oh, for sure. It's got a lot of stuff, very similar, but I think to me it's definitely the strongest album that I've done, and which is most exciting, and I put a lot of work into it, and I felt like I could have put out another one sooner, and I decided that after I made my last one that, you know, it was kind of like, I kind of went into it like either it's going to be a really great album or I'm not going to put it out, or I'm not going to put another one out. So I wrote a lot of songs for it, more than usual, and was a bit more, task-orientated on, meticulous about the lyrics or the melody or instruments used and everything. It was more than usual. So
the band that played on the last CD, are they still with you?
Yeah, the bass player is, and I have a different guitar player who plays guitar and fiddle, and a lot of the added instruments are done by the guy that makes my albums, Bob Hamilton, at a Whitehorse, and he's playing a couple instruments on it, and we have drums on probably about half of it, but it's a lot of stripped-down sort of live show feel, and it's got a lot of songs I'm really proud of, and I'm really excited to put it out. I can't wait.
There's going to be a lot of music tonight at the Taproot. The show starts at 7 o'clock with Gordy, Melissa, and Spiff all sharing songs for an audience that's ready to hang out and listen on a Friday. And then things will probably get a little more rowdy as the sociables join in and Gordy sticks around and plays even more music. So head over to the Taproot if you want some wonderful live music. Gordy Tentrees is in town with his guitar. We'd love to hear some music. What can you feature for us first here tonight?
I'm going to play a song. I wrote this song with a childhood friend of mine, a high school buddy, and he told me a story about getting his father's farm kind of landed in his lap and passed down through his family through a couple of generations. And he was just telling me his story, and we were talking about writing songs and how you try to do it in 25 words or less. And I said, I'm going to go try and write a song with that story, and I'd like you to be a part of it. So we actually wrote the song over the old interweb back and forth. I was in El Salvador at the time, and he was in Ontario, and we managed to, it was really real fun experience. It's called Love and Ink. In the summer of 36, the rocket was a boy jet. 300 acres, two brothers built their homestead. Raising kids, digging dirt, pushing stone. It broke their land, horse and home. Days were mean, food thin, never gave in. dreams in a shack, garden in the back. The fiddle sang, the family grew. Gone are the days of nothing left to lose. Still on the deed at the county bank. His brother left his love in ink. You pay it forward and you pass it on. A father's love for a son. On a rolling hill he asked for half of it. Without a sign from above. Sold for $1 plus love. Plus love. Swap the battery from the car to the radio. Felt Marciano, heard the Rockets score 50 goals. Cut down his own wood, fixed the tractor choke. Took care of his folks, everybody was broke. Sold a piece of land hard on any man. Kept his chin up, running out of luck. His heart gave in, he never looked back. When I hit the driveway, I think of my dad. Still on the deed at the county bank. His brother left his love in ink. You pay it forward and you pass it on. The father's love for a son. On a rolling hill he asked for half of it. Without a sign from above. Sold for $1 plus love. Plus love. Saw the old man cry the day the rocket died. Now they're talking Gordie Howe on the other side. When I walk through the trees down to the creek, in the wind and water I can hear them speak. Now I'm down in the city on the factory floor. Can't keep a farm by farming no more. Just paying the bills with a boy of my own. Saving dimes so we can all go home. Still on the deed at the county bank. His brother left his love in ink. You pay it forward and you pass it on. A father's love. For a son. On a rolling hill he asked for half of it. Without a sign from above. Sold for $1 plus love. Without a sign from above. Sold for $1 plus love. Plus love.
Gordie Gentry's live at KMBA playing tonight at the Taproot with Mel and Spiff at 7 o'clock, and the fun just sort of expands from there. It gets interesting as they then take off to Talkeetna and then come back to Palmer, and then he heads on out to Australia. Gordie Gentry's is back in town. I was expecting that song in a sense to maybe have a locked down feel. In other words, you know, oh, I got this land, now I'm locked down to this lifestyle, but it was a little more brighter than that. And it leads me into my thoughts about this this idea of touring internationally to Australia. And have you ever been in an urban environment, a big city versus maybe farmland in Ontario or Whitehorse these are rural areas. Have you ever lived in a big urban environment?
For sure. I actually spent 6 years in Toronto.
That would be big.
Going to school. And, it was kind of like I was working. You know, I had reasons to be there and inspirations when I was younger. And then once those were like, I'm out of here, I got to get out of here as fast as possible.
Well, I was kind of thinking about that. Which one, you know, the, quote, stuck out in a rural area or the stuck in a big urban environment, which one makes you want to bolt for the road? more and be that troubadour on the road.
Well, definitely the city.
I would think the city, totally, too. That would be my pick.
Yeah.
Because the rural area at least gives you a sense of where you want to come back to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when even when I leave the Yukon, I'm gone probably 7 months a year, sometimes on average. And I think that the more I go out, the more I recognize that I really do live in a wonderful place in the north. That's amazing. And it makes me really appreciate it.
Having a good time there in Whitehorse, and he's off on his way to more dates. Any good stories from the road over the last year? I know you were talking a bit about traveling in Europe. We were earlier just talking about the gigs in the Canary Islands, which is just wild to me that you go from Whitehorse to the Canary Islands.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. You never know. One day you'll grow up and be on KNBA. You never know.
You might be on the radio in Anchorage, you might be in Spain playing a gig, and then you find yourself back in Whitehorse going, what just happened?
Yeah, I feel so, so grateful, even more so than I ever have, and am enjoying this way more than I ever did these days. And 2 weeks I'm off to Australia for 20 concerts and a festival, and that's a place I've kind of thought about going, but never really considered it because of the distance. And someone saw me play at a festival in Kansas City last year, and they suggested pitching my stuff to some promoters and festival directors, and it came through. And I was pleasantly surprised, and I'm really excited to go, you know. And the thing about going somewhere new like that, like other places I've gone, is that what happens is you usually end up going back, and then so I realized, wow, I'm kind of adding another spot on the map now. Once I go there once, you end up going back continuously, right?
That's a good point.
What's been happening to me? So it's become instead of planning a year out, it's been planning sort of 2 years out to sort of try and fit it all in and also be normal, somewhat normal, you know.
Let's make sure we squeeze in another song here. I want to make sure we get to 3-4 songs if possible, and songs that maybe, your choice. Where are they coming from here? I know you've got so many to choose from that maybe didn't make the new album. We'll talk about that in a minute, about how many songs it takes to, and the editing practice it takes to make a new CD. But what can you share with us now?
I'm going to play you a little livelier tune, and this is for anyone out there that's grown up or is currently in partnership with some sort of modern family. We have tons of modern families. I kind of grew up with 7 dads and 6 moms, so, and I have one myself, a nice, lovely, modern family, and this is sort of a tune I wrote actually on Father's Day. I woke up and wrote this song. You don't have to be a deadbeat dad, another man lost inside his head. You can make an awful huge comeback. Yeah, you don't have to be a deadbeat dad. You can be the kind of man that helps a little man up from the ground when he's knocked down by another little man who might also be a little man left behind by an even bigger little man. Ask any woman who has to explain. That's not a mustache you're trying to shave. Here's my last pink razor blade. What would your father say if he wasn't off chasing all the what's her name, playing golf again? Never leave a little man to shave alone. The first time, that's a sad time to shave alone. You don't have to be a deadbeat dad. Just another man lost inside his head. You can make an awful huge comeback. Yeah, you don't have to be a deadbeat dad. So pull up your pants, lace up the blades, throw the ball around, lay the love down. Get off the gravy train, get on the D train, deal with egg you laid, not just birthdays. Ask any woman who has to explain. It's not a third leg you're trying to shake, and yes, it grows when the wind blows. What would your father say if he wasn't off chasing all the what's-her-name snorting cocaine? Never leave. alone with a bone the first time. Cause that's a big time in the boneyard alone. You don't have to be a deadbeat dead. Just another man lost inside his head. You can make an awful huge comeback. Yeah, you don't have to be a deadbeat dead. Hey, long shot, there's a comeback slot. You ain't dead yet, you just shit the bed. Turn up the heat in your cold house. Put a freckled face in a picture frame. Just ask any woman who has to explain. It's not about you, it's not about me, but about the little man lost at sea. Get over yourself, get over me, get under something else to get over me. Let's go camping every year. You bring your new man, I'll bring the beer. It's about the little man, just about the little man. You don't have to be a deadbeat dad. Just another man lost inside his head. You can make an awful huge comeback. Yeah, you don't have to be a deadbeat dad. Cause single dads with eight different babies from eight different mamas get a lot more loving if they help pull the bun from the oven. Just ask me. It happened twice. And now one's my accountant, the other my webmaster. And if you're listening in, don't forget to go to the Taproot tonight at 7 o'clock to see Gordy Spiff and Melissa. And then at 9 o'clock, a big band's going to get on stage and everyone's going to take their clothes off. Yeah, you don't have to be a deadbeat dad. Just another man lost inside his head. You can make an awful huge comeback. Yeah, you don't have to be a deadbeat dad. Well, you don't have to be. You don't have to be, not even in Anchorage, Alaska. You don't have to be a deadbeat dad.
You don't. You do not. It's Gordy Tentries live in studio on KMBA. And coming up, show tonight at 7 o'clock at the Taproot and then off to the Sheldon Arts Hangar in Talkeetna. And that'll be on... that's Saturday night, and then back into Palmer on Sunday. That's a whirlwind tour, but hey, he's been here before. In fact, he, like you were talking about, it's, you got to come back to places. So sometimes it's just pop in, pop out. Other times you get the full gamut of gigs once you're in an area. And speaking of traveling and going back to places twice, have you been back to Revelstoke yet?
No, I haven't actually. No, there's some towns you don't go back to. But Anchorage, you come back to.
Well, I haven't either. So there's only one time that Gordy or I have ever been to Revelstoke, and somehow we were there at the exact same time. That was just one of those bizarre, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I was kind of in shock. I remember being totally out of context and not realizing where I was. Just feel like I wasn't in Revelstoke for a second, you know? I could be at the radio station here. You know?
Revelstoke, British Columbia. Driving through, back on my way up to Alaska, and I see this cool little small town. Stop in. There's this pavilion at the end of the street, which is kind of neat, and it's all lit up. And hey, there's a band playing. And I turn the corner, and it's Gordy.
Yeah,
it's Gordy and his band playing in the pavilion.
Yeah, it was
totally.
I no longer have that booking agent anymore, but
it was a nice little town.
It was pretty cute,
little resort area.
Yeah, it was a strange thing. We felt like we were sort of a painting on the street. It was pretty funny.
So now you're going to go to Australia, and somehow there's going to be one of those moments. You know, there probably is. There always is.
There
right?
always is. There always is, whether you plan it or not. And all these shows are ticketed, seated, listening rooms. I'm hoping that that's exactly what they are when you get there. You know, you never know. I'm going all that way, but I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be great. We've got a lot of touring happening in this year. I'm going overseas again several times in the fall. I'm going to Europe and next winter, Ireland and Scotland and England and across Canada in April to release the new album. So it's some exciting times, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to be great.
You know, with Australia, I imagine, I'm sure there's going to be urban environment shows, city shows that you're going to do. But the first thought that comes into my mind somehow, especially listening to your music, would be this great dusty porch with red dirt around and just the scorching sun. And somehow somehow that visual of a very rural area would be great, a great place to see your music. I hope you get a chance to get out to something like that.
Well, I'm bringing my wife with me, so she will. She'll definitely get me in the water. She's a big surfer, so I imagine we sort of decide to turn into a tour / vacation. And
so I'm thinking inland. She's thinking coastline. You're going coastline.
And I'm going where she goes. Yeah,
I'm going coastline. Yeah,
everywhere. There's a most of the tour is actually on the coast from Sydney up to Brisbane, and back down again through to Melbourne. And we go into the mountains a little bit in Katoomba. But other than that, it's really a lot of it's on the water. So that'll be really great.
Yeah, sounds fun. I would definitely want to do that a couple times a year. And if I could learn how to play an instrument and sing a song, maybe I could too. And you can as well. Go be inspired by going to the show tonight at 7 o'clock at the Taproot. See what it takes to have a lot of fun making music. And you're doing just that because you had 35 or more songs that you had to cull down to a new album. It's ready to go. It's going to be released in Canada in April. It'll be probably over to us here at the station right around that same time somewhere. So we'll get that on the radio. Let's get a song in here before the end of the show. The World Cafe is coming up next. What are you going to share next?
I'm going to share the title track of the new album. It's called Less Is More. And it sort of encompasses my life in a sense that everything, you know, the less of everything is more in the end. So I've really done I feel like I turned a corner in that direction and sort of slimmed lots of things down, and great things have come out of it. I wrote this song in Geldrop, Holland. I stayed in a flat that apparently Towns Van Zandt stayed in and slept in. I slept in the same bed, actually, that Towns Van Zandt slept in when he got really sick on his last tour of Europe and then went back to America and passed away. And the very same bed that apparently a friend of mine, Mary Gauthier, slept in as well. That's something the host told me, and they were very excited to have me sleep in this bed. Anyways, I woke up feeling like I'd slept with Towns and Mary, and I wrote the song. Out of bed, half dead, do a goose egg and bacon spread, chocolate Duval haze, you're so far away, shifty poets loft, Eindhoven to Geldrop, lost between the sheets, these lines fell over me, less is more. Sorry, babe, I'm rolling in the hay. Van Zandt and Gauthier, between the daylight and the dark, to live is to fly. Christmas and paradise, waiting round to die. For the sake of the song, I ain't got no home. I needed you, false from true. Flash, melody is free, just not for me. Fixing to cook lines with hooks, words are cast, some tend to last. Less is more. Sorry, babe, I'm rolling in the hay. sent and gaucher between the daylight and the dark. To live is to fly. Christmas and paradise waiting round to die. For the sake of the song, I ain't got no home. If I needed you, false from true.
Live at KMBA, Gordy Ten Trees. Thanks so much for sharing the music.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lauren.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the bed with so many people so you could write such fun songs.
Thanks.
It's a tough job.
It's a tough job. I really appreciate coming here, and my favorite people, I kid you not, are Alaskans. And a fellow made a joke to me last night about how in Girdwood he said that, I told him I was from Whitehorse, he said, oh, Eastern Alaska. And I thought that was really great. And I know there's a border between us, but not much else. And it's a real. I'm really excited to play tonight. It's going to be fun.
Well, head on out to the Tapper. The show starts at 7 o'clock. Mel and Spiff and Gordy taking the stage first. And then the odd combinations and fun that ensues from there is just going to really take off right around 9, 10 o'clock as the sociables jump on in. The rest of the Alaskan crew, the home crew, really. These are the folks that are here. And that are our local musicians, and you should go out and support them because Gordy does.
And I played a show with them last night, actually, and the last two nights, but last night in particular, I was completely blown away by Melissa and Spiff. And not only are they great people, but they're obviously they've got a really good thing going and lots of great songs, and they just killed it last night. It was wonderful.
Well, if you're at the show tonight, you never know. You might just end up being in part of a song in the future. Just got to act out properly, and you'll get there. Thanks for coming in, Gordy.
Thanks, Laura.
All right, we'll head off to the World Cafe coming up next on 90.3 KNBA. For a full program guide of all the great shows on KNBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KNBA. Music matters.